This is Weekend America. I'm Bill Radke with Barbara Bogave and the Fibonacci sequence. That's the one where each number equals the sum of the last two. It plays a supporting role in the Da Vinci Code. And also in nature, you can find it in the patterns of flower petals, for example. You can also find the Fibonacci sequence in a new jazz album. Jazz Times magazine columnist Nate Chinen brought us the latest CD from alto sax player Rujesh Mahanthappa, and the whole album is inspired by cryptography. And this cut, called The Decider, is based on the Fibonacci sequence. Okay, Nate, obviously the Fibonacci numbers are important in the runtime analysis of Euclid's algorithm to determine the greatest common divisor of two integers, but how do they sound in a jazz record?
Well, what you're hearing here is the Fibonacci sequence applied to a structural expression in a jazz composition. So the rhythm and the melody are both closely tied to that number sequence. But hopefully that's not all you're hearing here. Rujesh Mahanthappa he's devoted to number theory. He's really interested in science and in mathematics. But like any jazz musician, this is fodder for some sort of expressiveness.
Let it never be said that math geeks are not aggressive. He and the band are attacking this tune.
Yeah, they're really hitting it, right? I think it has to do a lot with Rudresh's playing, actually. You know, he's got a very good band, but you almost have this feeling like he's the thoroughbred pulling the cart. You know, he's surging ahead.
Okay, so much for Fibonacci. What else did you connect with on this album?
You know, there's one track that I really like that, to my knowledge, doesn't have any kind of concept behind it. It's just kind of like this swinging tune, and it's called D, parentheses, DD.
Okay, Nate, you'll have to decode the title of this cut for me. D, parentheses, DD?
That's the title. I don't actually know what the significance is, but, you know, I think it might have something to do with the rhythm of the tune. It swings. It has, like, this real sort of, like, intense simmering quality. It's like stuff that's happening in the 60s. There's a sort of angularity to the melody, and there's like a bit of a lurching quality. I hear a little bit of Eric Dolphy in here, and he also was an alto saxophonist.
Well, maybe D refers to Eric Dolphy. Who knows?
It's possible. You know,
maybe you're breaking the code there.
I think you know, we should go on record saying that that's what we think.
The alto sax player is Rujesh Mahanthappa, and this album is Codebook. Helping us crack the code, Nate Chinen, columnist with Jazz Times Magazine. Great to talk to you, Nate.
It's great talking to you, Bill.
You You can learn more about the program on our website, podcast the entire show, or listen to individual segments. Just point your web browser to weekendamerica.org.
American Public Media.